I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad I put the qualifier in there because we are getting a bunch of these. I've personally performed stomach surgery to remove hair from someone. Don't do it. I'm not doing it. I didn't know you couldn't digest hair. We'll figure something else out. Like, whatever it takes. Like, whatever injurious thing you want. Money. Whatever, tell me. You want me to donate to something? Whatever you want. But this cannot happen. Now, we need to mix this in because besides MSU pulling off what they pulled this weekend, last week, because the first hour here, I've just beat up on myself. I'm going to build myself back up here. No one else is going to do it. I told you all last week, I was convinced, I was thorough about it. And I was unwavering. Michigan was going to blow out Wisconsin. I had watched three complete Wisconsin games. I thought they were trash. No Dakota Dixon. No Scotty Nelson in the first half. Two of your top three corners dinged. A defense that only had five sacks on the year. Three of them were against Nebraska, so they don't count. I thought Michigan would pound them. And I thought once Michigan got up by 6 to 10 points, the game would be over. And look, it's just going to what it is. If I got to sit here and eat crow about state, I'm going to smell my own cologne a little bit. You know what? I couldn't have been more right. Thank you, self, for being myself. But one person on this show all last week decided he was going to yell and scream and talk about how unfair we were being. And, well, he thought Wisconsin was quality. I'm not going to sit here and say Wisconsin sucks. Well, they do. And you're wearing Wisconsin red today. And I will tell you, and I mean this with no sarcasm, that's a really nice shirt.
It wasn't intentional either.
It's an unfortunate color choice, but that's a really nice shirt.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's clearly your girlfriend bought that.
She actually did. It's a little newer, too.
But that's a compliment. I'm telling you, you got to marry this woman.
Oh, well, you know, she's great. She's awesome.
She's a wonderful human being.
She buys him this nice shirt. Tell him what you did to it this morning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. To be honest with you, Roberto and I were listening to some audio earlier, and there was a tag in here. It's like I said, it's a newer shirt. It was itching, and I ripped the tag off, and it ripped the shirt a little bit.
Oh, no.
Got to get it sewn up.
Probably shouldn't have shared that on the air. But I first want your opinion on what you watched Saturday, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm taking out of it. But
well,
go ahead.
It was a close game for a half. No, I'm just messing. I have to give credit where credit's due. I think you, David, were on me all week about it, but it was a blowout. Everything you guys basically said would happen happened.
How bad is
Hornibrook? I was glad to be wrong. I was glad
exactly.
to be wrong about it.
Exactly. You were never rooting against them. You were just acting scared.
I did see. I thought Wisconsin was. I did. I thought Wisconsin was good enough where they'd hang around in the game and it would be a game. But Michigan just totally ran away with it. You're right. Hornibrook looked terrible. Couldn't even make a read. Look, Michigan took care of business and did what they were supposed to do. I think that as much as if I had to pick, was that game more of a product of Wisconsin sucking or Michigan being great? I would say, that takeaway was Wisconsin didn't look good at all. But at the same time, and you guys can criticize me for this if you want, but I do look at it and say it was a game. Well, to a certain extent. To a certain extent. Because here's what I just want to say about this game. All right, enough. In order for Harbaugh to turn stuff around, a game like last night is a game that he's dropped in the past. Michigan hasn't won those types of games. When you look at those numbers, Harbaugh was 2-8 against top 15 teams, 0-5 when game day's in town. So despite as bad as Wisconsin looked, I still do look at that game and say, you know what? It's about time that Michigan's just doing what they should be doing, taking care of business, and getting these pathetic stats off their back.
No disagreement. I think, it was interesting watching it and seeing it play out the way it did. couple of plays in that game, obviously. The Patterson run where he went out the back door and Wisconsin blew it. Hey, it is what it is. It happens. It's part of me not thinking Wisconsin's any good.
The long snapper.
Yeah, well, again, it was a big moment in that game, but part of not being good is doing stupid things. What I would take out of it is very similar to what you took out of it. I think it's a step. And I think rational Michigan fans, they know that. They know it's a step, and this week's another step. It'll be on the road. It'll be against a team that's had your number. Now, again, I think Michigan matches up really well against MSU, provided they don't get caught in the sauce. If you think you're coming to East Lansing and running for 300 yards, you're insane. If that happens, something extraordinary took place in this football game. MSU doesn't let people run the football that way. Now, understand, Penn State popped two big runs. Could you pop two big runs? Sure. You're still not getting to 300 that way. The strength of MSU's defense is possibly the best defensive tackle combo in the Big Ten. Our weakness is our ends. We don't have the depth. Now, Kenny Willekes is a high motor, high productivity guy. But aside from him, we just don't have the other pieces. But our interior with Raekwon Williams and Naquan Jones and Big Mike Panasiuk, that's big time stuff in there. And it's going to be hard to run the football. I think the game plan will be the same thing, though. If you're a Michigan fan, you should be excited about this. I think you find out if Shea Patterson is for real throwing the football. Because MSU took away McSorley in a way that OSU couldn't. They took away McSorley completely. McSorley had some opportunities against our secondary. There was one surefire touchdown pass. He overthrew it. Trey Pearson was on the cover. They didn't use Hamler as much as they should have. I don't know what James Franklin was doing, okay? But I know Harbaugh is a better coach than James Franklin. I know that. Patterson passes for 250, you win the game. Patterson doesn't, I don't think you do. I know the stat. Whoever rushes for more yards has won 43 of the last 48 games. I get it. And it'll probably hold true because here's the other dirty secret. MSU can't run the ball at all. At all. I would be stunned if MSU was able to get 60 yards rushing on traditional running plays to running backs. Not jet sweeps. Not the annexation of Puerto Rico, the double reverse flea flicker deluxe, actual running plays. But for Michigan, look, I'm not saying State's not going to let you run it at all, but is 100 yards really enough? Is a buck 20 enough on 30 carries? Probably not. On 40 carries? No. I still believe this will come down to what quarterback has a better day. For Lewerke, it's going to have to be a lot better than it's been. Got to hope you get Daryl Stewart back. I don't know the status of Jalen Naylor. I don't think you're going to see Cody White at all. I think if I'm Cody White, I redshirt, broke his hand. I think you got to make, it's going to be Felton Davis one-on-one against LaVert Hill or against David Long. You got to win those battles. Remember 2015? Connor Cook, Aaron Burbridge. It was a one-on-one grudge match against Jordan Lewis. I think they targeted Burbridge 20 times in that game. I think ultimately Lewerke's going to have to make tight throws in tight windows and got to hit them. For Patterson, it's simple. This is what you came here for. This is what you're here for. Now, you failed your first test at Notre Dame, and we can make the excuses for you. Fine. But now, this is why you're here. And I don't think he's going to do it with his feet. Because State has shown the propensity to take that away consistently. I think they're going to put a fence around him. They're going to take that away. You're going to beat us from the pocket. And you know what? We're going to find out. Now, I don't have a lot of confidence in my secondary. I don't. We're without our best corner in Josiah Scott. We've been without him all year. Last week, we were without Josh Butler. You know, if we got to have Shakur Brown and Trey Pearson running around out there... Listen, I may not think Michigan's wide receivers are elite. They're good enough to beat our backups. If MSU's going to do this, take away the first read. It's the only hope you got on Patterson. take away his first read, he's not nearly as good after that. Make his eyes go from downfield to right in front of his face. Then you're getting places. And then Patterson has shown you the ability. He's going to put a couple balls out there for you. You got to go get him. He fumbles it, you better scoop it. He throws it into your arms, you better catch it. You basically got to do the opposite of what Penn State did last week. I mean, this week. They dropped four interceptions against Michigan State. It's inexcusable. Mike, you remember the ball he threw against SMU? It was right in the linebacker's hands, plus territory. You got to catch that ball. You're a 30-point underdog. You're not going to get that mistake back. Then he threw a ball, turnover in the red zone. Northwestern, ball hit a guy in the face in the end zone. Patterson continues to give you a couple chances. Guess what? So does Lewerke.
He's not super careful with the football.
And neither is Lewerke.
Even the way that he carries the ball when he scrambles out of the pocket.
I think it's what quarterback has a better day throwing the ball and protecting the ball. Both guys have been high risk. I'm not ready to anoint Patterson, and I'm sure as hell not anointing Lewerke. I've had to really walk back what I thought about him. The injuries are part of it. The O-line's part of it. You know what the other part of it is? Him. Got to be better. Injuries ain't got nothing to do with you trying to do an option pitch while you're falling to the ground and fumbling. Injuries ain't got nothing to do with you throwing to a double-covered Felton Davis when he was never open. That's not injuries. Now, you're throwing a ball to Brandon Sowards and he runs the wrong way? We could talk about it. You're throwing a ball to Sully because we're taking people out of the stands at wide receiver? Okay. To me, this is where we'll find out. If Patterson goes into Spartan Stadium against a defense that's probably going to be going after him, hey, you tip your cap to him. But I think MSU is going to try to really make it about him. And ultimately, if State decides they're going to play zone, I think that's where he gets in some trouble. Because Michigan, if you give them long enough, those deep tight end crosses with Gentry, guys finding space out there, I'd get as aggressive could be. And if Patterson's able to hit a couple of big bombs, all right, maybe I'll consider it. I'll tip my cap and go, hey, he beat us. But I am not letting him run the football, and I am not letting him stand back there. You want to beat me, you're going to do it with someone in your face. And the Michigan defense, they're going to do what they do. There's going to be plays they blow up MSU. Flat out, be prepared for it. There's going to be plays that lose 5 yards. There's going to be plays where Lewerke has no chance. That's Don Brown. But then there's going to be two or three opportunities on plays, and I made a joke about it last week about Dave Warner, but it's sadly true. There's going to be two or three plays in that game they've been working on since July. And every year, what do? They catch the Michigan defense a couple times a game, being overly aggressive, misdirection. Last year was the screen to Madre London. 2015, it was the Pendleton fullback leak out for 80 yards. When those plays arise, you better make them because you're not going to get a second chance. And Don Brown's going to get in there at halftime on the whiteboard, and he's going to fix things. So you got to get your work done early, and you got to hold on for dear life. So, no, I mean, listen, I thought Michigan did some very positive things. You got to dispose of bad teams. They did that. I think it's official Wisconsin's a bad team. I don't want to hear anybody questioning me on that. You can beat me up for Michigan State. You can beat me up for my thoughts on D'Antonio and Warner. I'll take it. You can't touch me on what I said last week. I even said it. MSU had a better shot of beating Penn State than Wisconsin had of Michigan. I was firm in that belief. Firm. And you delivered. I thought Harbaugh would have them play their best game of the season. They did. So you tip your cap. They did their job. That's a business trip for them. Now's another step. And I think you're rightfully favored by 7. I don't have a problem with that. No issue. I'm not ready to fully buy into my guys. I'm going to root like hell. But no, I think Michigan's got the advantage in this game. Certainly the healthier team, tell you that much. Even with Gary and Black out. And Black may be back. And Gary may be back. Don't know. We won't know until game time. State, they got plenty of guys. Won't be back. That's a problem in games like this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.